Life is more than our actions. That's what I'm going to talk about today. Life is more than our actions. Yes, our actions are very important. Our decisions are very important. We need to take the responsibility for our own actions and decisions. Don't blame others for your own life. There's no one to blame other people. There's no use to blame other people or your circumstances. That doesn't do any good. You just feel bad. We have to take responsibility for our own actions and our own decisions, because it's ultimately your decisions and your actions that will shape your life, nobody else. It is you who have to be responsible for that. Today is Education Sunday and also Graduation Sunday. We recognize those who are graduating. Congratulations. One chapter of your life is over and a new chapter begins. So we call it commencement. It's not just ending. It is beginning, new beginning. So your decisions and your actions are very important in beginning a new chapter of your life. What school to go to? Who to meet? What do you want to study? What kind of life you want to live? What kind of job you want to do? All these are very, very important and big questions that you have to answer soon. But you're so young yet. And then you have to deal with all these important and very difficult questions. But you have to do that, because they will shape your future. So you need to spend a lot of time in thinking about these questions when you start a new chapter of your life, because they will shape your future. Don't make hasty decisions. Don't just follow other people blindly. Just because other people go that way, don't just follow them. Pray hard. This is a time to pray. Pray hard. What is God telling you to do? And make decisions. Instead of just making hasty decisions. Oh, I felt like doing this. Oh, I'm good at this. So I'm doing that. Instead of doing that, pray hard to really, really think about what God wants you to do. It's a time for you to do that. Make good decisions and choose good actions. That was how St. Paul lived his life. He didn't just live his life. He wanted to live the best life. He was always thinking about what is the best life. So that's why he became the Pharisee, because Pharisee was a model life at that time. Cream of the crops, elite of the society, morally, socially, politically, and financially. In every way, the Pharisees were at the top. And also, he was looking for the best teacher. Teaching is, learning is very important. Best school, best teacher. So he chose Gamaliel. So I thank you, all these teachers at this time. You're doing such a good job. You are producing fine young people like we have. So thank you for your service, for teaching our children. So he chose Gamaliel. Gamaliel was the most famous person around that time. It was hard to get him, but somehow he got it. So he studied under Gamaliel. Not only that, his actions. He wanted to be the best of the best. He even dared to say that, "I am blameless." as far as the law is concerned, I am blameless. How could anybody say that? I am blameless, flawless. He wanted to live with good actions. But you know what? After meeting Christ, he changed. He realized that life is not just about good actions and good decisions. He realized totally different dimension of life. Before, he thought that taking good actions and making good choices, that's all I need to do. But he realized that, no. Life is not about making good decisions and living a good actions with good actions. Life is more than that. He realized that life is a battle. You know, when I was young, I thought life was all about my decisions, my actions, how well I do, how well I choose. I thought that's everything. So I lived with a lot of burdens and pressure. But as I get older, I realize that life is more than that. Life is not just about good actions and good decisions. I realize that life is a battle. Fight. So St. Paul said this, "For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." It is a battle against a systemic evil that controls our society. Prejudice, greed, selfishness, lust, indifference. The battle is not necessarily against certain people. It is against the negative power built in our system. We are constantly exposed to this negative power, negative force. No matter how much you try to live your life with good actions and good decisions, this negative power does not leave you alone. He realized that. St. Paul realized that. I realized that. This negative power and negative force is much stronger than the power to make decisions, good decisions, on my own. After meeting Christ, he became real about himself. Before, he lived his life, "Oh, I'm supposed to be this kind of person." So he lived his life according to that supposedly good, ideal person image. But after meeting Christ, he became so real about himself. He was able to look through himself, within himself, and he saw another power that was working within his life that he didn't realize before he met Christ. Negative spirit. This negative spirit enslaved him and blinded him. So he lived in this enslavement and blindness. And he made all these decisions and then chose all these good actions in blindness. And these choices and actions were not just helpful, were harmful to himself and to others, and even to God. So he confessed in this way, "Honestly, I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate." He discovered this reality, personal reality within himself. I mean, this tells us how enslaved he was. He was not as free as he thought. If he was not as free as he thought, how much more enslaved and blinded we are? Because he is a separate category. He's a spiritual giant. If he felt that way, how much more will feel that way? So life does not depend only on your actions and your decisions. You need to be spiritually prepared, because life is going to be battle. As you enter into the world, you will experience cruelty, viciousness. You will encounter evil. Paul used military language: armor, breastplate, shield, helmet, and the sword. These are all military words for a Roman soldier. He used this military language. Why? Because he saw life as a battle. That's why he used military language. A battle against the dark, negative energy that fills the whole cosmos. A battle against the negative energy that strikes you down and makes you dark. You need to be spiritually equipped, my friends. Otherwise, you're going to waste your life. I want to just say three things very briefly, summarizing what St. Paul said in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 20. Just three things. I want you to remember these three things as you plan your life. First, live a life of principle. Live with principle. Fasten the belt of truth around your waist. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Life is not just about what is beneficial for me. What's in it for me? That's not only question you can ask yourself. No. Life is more than money. Life is more than success. Life is more than good things that you enjoy. Life is not just about benefit for yourself. Live with principle. Every day, it becomes like an anchor for you. No matter what happens to you, live with that principle. Let that be the anchor for yourself. Life is more than selfish gain. When you keep that principle always, you will not be shaken easily. You'll be strong. Breastplate of righteousness. Jesus said, seek the first kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. The truth will set you free, and that righteousness, with the righteousness, everything else will be added unto you. You will experience that abundance of life when you're anchored in principle. Be a principle-oriented person rather than just seeking after benefits for yourself. Secondly, have faith. Take the shield of faith. Life is challenging. So many things are happening. Every week, just last week, a lot of things happened to me too. But a lot of things are happening. Challenges, problems, all kinds of things are happening beyond your control. And St. Paul described that as flaming arrows. Sometimes they just come to you, flaming arrows. You don't know what to do. And they throw you into the worst circumstance possible. In that worst circumstance, have faith. Everything's going to be all right. Have faith. Sometimes you don't see your future. That's when you need faith. If you see the future, why do you need faith? You don't need faith. But when you don't see the future, have faith. That's when faith comes in. In the worst circumstances, if you have faith, ultimately everything will work out for good. Always live with this faith. Otherwise, you will fall. Otherwise, you will fail. Otherwise, you cannot stand up again. What you cannot see with your physical eyes, you can see with the eyes of faith. This faith is so important in living your life. Third, be the good news. Don't just spread the good news. Be the good news. To those who are in sorrow, be the comforting presence. That is being the good news. To those who need friends, be their friends. That is being the good news. To those who are struggling with their own failures, embrace them with warm and gentle arms. They failed. They suffer. They are hurt. Embrace them with gentle hands. That is being good news. To those who are unjustly treated, stand up with them for the truth and for the justice. Don't neglect them. Don't judge them. Stand with them to establish justice. That's being the good news. To those tyrants who abuse their evil power to oppress others, confront them. Resist the evil. That is being the good news. Be spiritually equipped. So what are those three things? First, already forgot, eh? 5 minutes. First, principle. Second, faith. And third, be the good news. Keep in mind, that's how I summarize what St. Paul said in verse 10 to 20. Your life will be all right. Your actions and your decisions will help you, edify you, and help other people, and you will become good examples as a Christian. May God bless you.